We lost to a very good football team today, and you know, looking back on the game, you know, major emphasis for our football team was to win the triple advantage, the penalty battle, the turnover battle, and the handling catching of the football. So I know for a fact 2 of the 3 we did not win today. There sure are some other elements of the game that did not come out in our favor, particularly you know, run defense and rushing offense. So. A lot of positive things. I thought there was a lot of adversity throughout the game, things that we can build on and push forward. Frankly, talking to the team after the game, the ability tomorrow with our schedule, it was important for us to address the things we needed to address today and turn the page to Chicago. So we have Chicago in 96 hours. That's our focus. We'll spend some time tomorrow in a correction emphasis of our contest here today against the 49ers. So that's where we are as a team, as I stand here. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, your offense, I think 6 of the first 7 possessions you had to punt. What was stymieing the offense there? Was it the 49ers defense? Was it just mistakes on your part? How would you describe that?
Well, when you look at the first half, I think the one glaring statistic next to the punts was the penalties. 9 penalties in the first half. Very difficult to overcome that. So we, you know, that was part of our struggles. The 49ers defense, very good defense. We knew that going in today. We knew they were going to be a challenge. The game went probably a little differently than we would have liked to. I would like to have more production in the run game. You know, I thought that 49ers defense played with favorable sticks more than we did as far as the down and distance. But you know, but with that, you know, I thought Aaron did a good job handling the distortion, particularly in the first half.
You mentioned the penalties. Do you think that there were other things that also contributed to the way the team failed to really get in a rhythm, get into drives, aside from that one scoring drive in the first half?
Like what? Didn't I just answer that?
When it seemed like when the 49ers defense. The 49ers, when they weren't getting called for penalties, your receivers were looking for flags, and sometimes the Niners were making plays that were marginal. Did you feel that affected it?
I thought the 49ers played well. I thought they played well in defense. They had a good plan against us. We didn't execute to the level that we're capable of. So I mean that's football. We knew it was going to be a tough contest today. But the first half, I thought, was a very distorted type of football game. Clearly, from a management standpoint, from the plays, the penalties, the management of you know, just the speed of it. You're in a no huddle, and it's in a series is stopped a couple times. So it was a bit disjointed. Early season game, sometimes you know, you have some of that. Rhythm and timing and the flow of the game is important, particularly from my perspective as an offense, and we didn't really get that established.
Mike, it looked like everyone was frustrated with the officiating at times. How do you think you guys handled that whole thing?
I mean, it's frustrating when penalties are thrown on you. It's a competitive arena, but as far as how do we handle it? I don't know how to quantify that. I thought there's, you know, there's obviously discussion on the sidelines between you know, myself and officials more so today than ever. But that's part of the game we're in right now.
Mike, your defense at times had trouble getting off the field. Some key third down plays, kind of. Similar problems to last year. Do you feel the defense showed some promise? How would you assess overall the defense's performance?
Well, we played one game. Last year's over. I'm done answering questions about last year. I think our defense did some good things today. We'll have opportunity to go through it. And I think it's important that because we do have some new members to our defense, there will be some growth. That we'll go through. We identified that as a staff, as we do game plan. But at the end of the day, you know, it's about performing. And the 49ers performed better than we did today.
It looked like early on you tried to establish Cedric Benson. what's going on there?
Well, they didn't run it very well. You know, give you want to credit their run defense. We wanted to get into a run play mix there early with the no huddle offense. I thought Aaron did a good job with that. But yes, the production definitely wasn't there. I mean, 2.0, that's not good enough. That's not what we're looking for.
Was their ability to mix run and pass, did that keep you off balance on defense? Or was that a big deal?
Well, I mean, it wasn't a surprise. That's something that I think both teams had a chance to evaluate the offseason. I think some people thought that San Francisco would be, you know, more spread out and more vertical. That wasn't the case. They did a good job with the ball control, passing game underneath, you know, with the completion throws. But frankly, you know, it comes down to the execution, and we'll take a look at the, you know, their play call versus our defensive call. You know, our play call versus their defensive call. That's all part of the game evaluation. But it goes on through the game. You make adjustments, and you know they did a good job on offense.
Mike, I know you're unhappy with the final result, but were you pleased that at least you were in a position where you could have tied it there at the end, despite some of those early struggles? You bounced back and put yourself in a spot there to tie it.
Boy, I'd like to answer that truthfully. We're 0-1, so we have some work to do. We're up in 96 hours.
One more. Mike, you know, you can control the 49ers, run the football, and they're going to run it. And you know, they got a lot of 4 or 5 yard first down plays. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I mean, we didn't win it down enough in the run game. I thought they did a good job with the toss crack scheme, getting the ball to the perimeter. As far as, you know, our support and our fits, both running backs, you know, they did a very good job of being patient, sorting out them. I mean, I thought there was some very good running on those particular plays when we did have the chance to turn it back, and they were back to get back inside, back outside. So they're well executed. But yes, we're gonna see it again. I'm sure we'll see it Thursday night.